Hello, everyone. So we have a big week ahead. We have an eclipse this week today as I'm filming this. Actually, we're probably about 30 minutes away from the eclipse as I'm filming this. But we have an eclipse this week. We have a lot going on. So the week of April 8th, we're going to be working with the energies of the 15-6. And so this is a really dynamic energy because the sixth vibration is that of unconditional love, right? It's a love vibration. And oftentimes it's associated with like home, family, close relationships, friendships, close community. So basically anything close to our heart. And sixth energy also brings up truth and honesty. Anywhere that we are sort of putting things under the carpet because we don't want to deal with them, or we don't want to face the facts, or be honest with ourselves, or be honest with others, the six has a tendency to make all of that bubble to the surface, to really be looked at and dealt with. A lot of times when we move through a six cycle, it can bring up the need for conversation and to really connect with the other person, right? So to heal or to mend whatever is going on within that situation. A lot of times when we can open up those lines of communication, we find that we can come to some kind of agreement. We can come to some kind of common ground. And, you know, if this is someone that we truly care about, then we would want that. And sometimes it's a matter of having those deeper conversations, you know, being very honest with ourselves, being very honest with the other person about what we need, and deciding that maybe that connection is not the best one for us at this time. So a lot could come to the surface now within your connections about truth, honesty, and again, taking a really close look at what it is that you need, how you truly feel about something, and then expressing that and having that conversation. The problem in society today is that a lot of times there's miscommunication or there's fear of the other person's reaction. And so we don't have those honest conversations because we're trying to keep the peace or we're trying to sort of mitigate potential conflict. But the problem with that is that we end up creating more conflict from within, right? And then we have to live with that. So this kind of energy helps us to really look at where is it that we need to be more honest with ourselves? Where is it that we're overcommitting? Where is it that we're overburdening ourselves? Where is it that we're overgiving? And where is it that maybe we need to dial that back a little bit and be very honest about our limitations when it comes to our spiritual, mental, physical limitations, right? Where is it that, you know, maybe emotionally we can't take on more of this burden? Maybe when we're saying yes, we really should have been saying no for our own mental health. And this sixth energy helps us to do that, but then also to have a very honest conversation with the other party to let them know why we're doing this, right? You know, there's a lot of talk about boundaries and setting boundaries, and that's great. You know, if that speaks to you, that's great. But what's missing in that equation often is the communication, the conversation where we're talking about, okay, this is what I need. This is how I feel. Can you meet me here? And maybe the other person can, maybe the other person can't. But if we're just throwing up boundaries left, right, and center, but not having those true, honest, compassionate, understanding conversations, we're not giving the other person an opportunity to meet us there without crossing that boundary. So much comes back down to communication, but really, truly, it starts with honesty. And again, honesty with self. We have to be really honest with ourselves about what we need. Otherwise, we can't communicate it to the other person, and the other person cannot in any way meet us there. A lot of times these days, we expect others to be able to read our mind, and that's just not realistic. Nobody's a mind reader, no matter what they tell you. And so if we expect others to read our mind, they're going to get it wrong at some point. So the other thing that this energy can bring up, because remember, it's not just the six, it's also the 15. So where the six is unconditional love and truth and honesty, the 15 can bring in components of like karmic energy, but also expectations and conditions, right? And so where is it, and we'll probably be asked to look at this this week, where is it that we have conditions set on love, value, abundance, that sort of thing, like what we deserve, what other people deserve? Where do we have unrealistic conditions or expectations set within, you know, set for ourselves or set for others that we nor they could never, you know, meet, or at least not consistently? And again, when we show up to a relationship with a bag full of conditions or expectations, and the other person can't possibly meet those expectations, we're setting ourselves up and the other person up for, you know, disappointment and failure in that connection. So this energy says, check your expectations at the door, right? Check your conditions. And again, and that comes back to us as well, ourselves. Like, where is it that we need to sort of mitigate our expectations that we put on ourselves? And, you know, standards are great. Having high standards, having values, beautiful. You know, that helps us in, you know, deciding, you know, when to say yes, when to say no, when to take on more of a burden, when not to, when to say yes to an obligation and when not to. You know, so much could be alleviated if we just had conversations, if we were just very honest with ourselves and honest with others. And through that honesty and those communications, we would drop the need for conditions or expectations, because each person would know where the other person stands. So I do think that this is going to be a week where we're really going to be asked to look at, where is it that we're showing up to ourselves and showing up to others with, you know, strong expectations or conditions? And where is it that we can, you know, pull back a little bit and see, can we have a little bit more grace for ourselves and for others, and see how much the relationship flourishes? See how much better you feel internally because you're not taking on those burdens, right? And you're not taking on the burden of having to mind read for others, nor they for you. The other thing I was going to say, and this is what I meant to touch on as well, is this can also bring up karmic energy. So in tarot, the 15 is represented by the Devil card. And so there is something here about like bondage, or sort of being, you know, a self-imposed prison, right? And this isn't karmic, but this goes back to those expectations and the conditions, to just make sure that you're not putting yourself in a self-imposed prison with your expectations and your conditions, okay? Now with the karmic energy, because this is 15-6 energy, you could see some karmic ties come in at this time. Now this is also, we're working under eclipse season, right? So this could unfold over the next 6 months to a year. And so you may meet people that have, again, karmic ties, soul contracts, that sort of thing. And remember, karma isn't always bad. Sometimes it can bring in the most loving connections to teach you how to love unconditionally. So it can be incredibly beautiful. So you might see people come in at this time who you have a soul contract with that helps you to unlock another side of yourself that you didn't realize was there, through the lessons of that karmic exchange. Or it could be one that's a little bit more challenging, and those lessons might challenge you a little bit more to, again, uncover a side of yourself and to go through some self-discovery. This could also be a time when you're closing out a karmic cycle, because, again, we have this eclipse that's happening today on Monday, the 8th. So it could be a cycle that's closing out for you. And if that's the case, you'll see some kind of relief from that connection if it was one that was a little bit more challenging, or there were a lot of lessons that came through. So it might be a time to celebrate as well. And pat yourself on the back for what you learned in that process and through that connection. So beautiful energy here, but a lot on expectations, conditions, you know, how we love, how we show up to love. Communication is a big one, honesty, and of course those karmic connections. So big week full of lots of fun. I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.